This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping equip solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Mike Hill from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The way Jerry Jones conducts his business.
I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
CeeDee Lamb saw that video and retweeted it. Hello?
Earlier on the show, four-time Olympic medalist gymnast Dominique Dawes, Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Clarence Hill Jr., senior NBA writer for The Athletic, Joe Varden. Coming up, comedian Steve Trevino. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Mike Hill.
Looking forward to talking to Steve Trevino. Great comedian. Saw his stand-up over the weekend on Netflix. Very, very funny, very relatable. Talks about marriage a lot and his family. So I'm going to get some marital advice.
You're not looking to get back in that game, are you? Right?
I'm going to keep my options open.
Okay.
You know, if God wants to bless me... If he wants to bless me with someone who is worthy of me being a king, and he wants to send the right queen to me, then how can I deny the goodness?
Like, I was God. A one and done. I was a one and done.
You was one.
You did two. You tried a second one. Way off.
The last one didn't cost me any money, so I mean, I got some money left over, man. You know, I got something in the account. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about that.
You want to keep it there?
Yeah, I want to keep it. Prenups do work. I'm gonna tell you. Right?
Let's not walk prenups that out work. Again. Like
you know, I'm gonna be very positive about this one. That, you know, the fourth one. You know, I don't know if like they say the third one's a charm, but the fourth one might be. I don't know. Is there a certain saying for the fourth?
Let's see.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you.
I guess. I don't know. We'll talk about that.
Looking the fourth time you've made this mistake. <That's right.
laughs> Hey, man, I'm trying to catch up with J-Lo, man. I don't know how many times J-Lo just can't keep a man.
So many rings.
She can't. Yeah. She, yeah. I got as many. Right now, I'm like the Olympics. I got three rings. You know what I mean? So I got as many rings as the Olympics. And, you know, just none of them were gold. Not for me. We'll talk to him coming up in about 20 minutes. AP Top 25 College Football just came out.
It's dropped. We'll hit that note later on.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. I got an AP vote this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Named all the American team.
A Heisman vote and an AP vote?
I got
vote?
A Heisman vote, AP vote.
Who
yep.
do you have pictures on? Like, what's going on?
Obviously not the right people.
I'll take a vote. Mike,
obviously
take a
not
vote.
The right people.
Give me a vote.
I need some Dell Tufo type of pictures. He's the one that's signing the NDAs and everything. Yeah, right.
Just check out his Instagram yesterday.
Sign me some NDAs before being in Hollywood. Anyway, I'm getting too far off track. Not to overreact, but it is Monday.
Yes.
And that means it's Overreaction Monday. Yeah. What we got, baby Brockman?
Play my music.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Hey, it's Monday. What's up, guys? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody good? Great weekend? Sure, okay, Mike, sure. Here you go. Have you been here on a Monday before?
I've always done Fridays. Right, that was fun Friday. Yeah, Monday.
So here's the plan. Okay. I say something crazy about what went on over the weekend. It's going to be all NFL today.
Okay.
And then you tell me if it's an overreaction that I'm crazy or... You know, actually, I'm kind of buying that.
Okay.
Feel me?
I got it.
All right, here we go. First up, we talked about this player earlier today to kick off the show. I love what I saw to Caleb Williams this year. Mm-hmm. He is going to be top five in the NFL MVP voting this season.
Oh, man. You out your damn mind. That is enough. Hold on. After one preseason game, I know the hype. I know what he's done
what
coming out of USC.
Game? I watched him play 3 years in college.
You said top five in the MVP. Okay. Top five. I'm trying to think of who could be. Okay. Patrick Mahomes there. Lamar Jackson. Christian McCaffrey.
Prescott.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that he can't do exactly what Lamar Jackson did last year that got him an MVP?
Where did Stroud finish? With Stroud, I think, was right on the outside of the top five. I think Stroud did get some votes. I think he may have been sixth or seventh, I believe. So it's possible. But here's the problem. With Stroud coming in.
Stroud was nine. Last year, top five was Lamar, okay? But Lamar only had 3,700 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, 800 yards rushing. You tell me Caleb Williams can't do that?
I mean, but Baltimore also, the wins help with Baltimore.
They were the one seed.
Baltimore had a great season. Lamar had a wonderful season. Patrick Mahomes is always going to be top five. We already know that. Christian McCaffrey is going to have another good season. Derrick Henry is going to be a top five. I believe he's going to have a renaissance with the Baltimore Ravens this year.
Here's the deal, though. It's the Chicago Bears. This team matters to the NFL. If the Bears are good, it's different. If they win 11 games, he's the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history, 30 touchdowns. He is going to be top five in the MVP.
I don't know about top five. I know he could make the Pro Bowl. I don't know about top five, though. I don't know about top five. But if it happens, I'd be happy for him. And like you said, the Bears need a quarterback. So I think you're crazy, but I've been wrong before, obviously.
That's an overreaction.
Overreaction. Okay. All right, next. Here's the deal. Rich has such high hopes for the Los Angeles Chargers. It's crazy. I know Jim Harbaugh, his boy is a head coach.
That's it.
He thinks he's going to plus them up. What? They were 5-12 last year. He thinks they could go 12-5. Here's the problem. If Justin Herbert, this foot injury, this plantar fascia is annoying him all season, they're in big trouble. And if you watch them play over the weekend, their backups are not equipped to fill in and carry the torch forward if Herbert goes down. The Chargers need to call Nick Foles ASAP for Justin Herbert insurance.
That actually makes sense. Yeah, I would. I mean, you always need a great backup quarterback, a good, solid backup quarterback.
How about a Super Bowl MVP as your backup?
Nick, there's nothing wrong with Nick Foles. I mean, look, I look at and Joe Flacco last year.
Joe Flacco, now
in Indy. Look good. Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, so, yeah, you always, because the quarterback position is such a very delicate position, obviously. Yep. And if your quarterback goes down, your season is lost. Look at Minnesota last year. Even though they were struggling and Kirk Cousins was off to a slow start or whatever, they start picking things up. And they got Justin Jefferson or whatever. So it could ruin your season if you don't have a good backup. And I believe at once, Nick Foles, was he the backup on that team with the Eagles?
Yeah.
He was the backup to Carson Wentz, and he went on to the Super Bowl. So I believe you got to have that type of insurance. If you don't have a capable backup quarterback in the NFL, you're in trouble. You're in big-time trouble. So, yeah, that would be a good signing.
Nick just to BDN, just announced his retirement, TJ, last week. Let's get him back on the phone.
Yeah.
Come out to Southern California, Nick. Let's go.
Come out to the coast. But the thing is,
they're going to run the football with Jim Harbaugh. You know that. Joe Alt's looking good so far in camp, I understand. And J.K. Dobbins, I believe, they're running back.
They don't have
any wide receivers, though. Who are they going to throw the football to? Yeah, that's the problem. The kid out of TCU, the rookie. We'll see what happens.
All right, Mike, I'm going to speak your language. The sixth overall pick, Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
He's going to be the best rookie wide receiver in this draft class.
You are damn right, baby.
Yeah,
That's what I'm talking about. That is right on.
Every single day of Malik Nabers' Twitter highlight. I love this,
Malik
man.
Nabers is a beast, bro. Like, I have my top five wide receivers in the NFL, and he's number six. He's number six. And the only reason I have him at number six is because I don't know if Daniel Jones can be able to get him the football. He is a weapon out there. This dude, he doesn't look like a rookie, man. His body type, the routes he runs, man, he wins. I mean, even in the preseason, he won his route. They didn't target him because they didn't have a quarterback that can get him the football. You know? So, yeah, Malik Nabers will be the best rookie wide receiver in this draft class. Look, Marvin Harrison Jr., outstanding. I love him. He's going to be great in Arizona, don't get me wrong. Keegan stays healthy or whatnot out there. I love Roma Dunze as well. I think Roma is going to have a solid season because the focus won't be on him, right? Because he's going to be the number three receiver in Chicago. But when it comes to Malik Nabers, man, if they can get him the football, if Daniel Jones, who needs to step up, this is like the biggest onus as a Giants fan or anybody in the NFL. Daniel Jones, this is it for you. If you don't make it happen this year, you're a career backup. somewhere. You'll never start the NFL again. I would never trust you starting on an NFL team unless you're a backup and it's desperate and you need to be the starting quarterback. So Malik Nabers, absolutely. Get it. Sign that, boy.
Boom.
You're ready. You should have started with that one.
All right, TJ, this is for you. Okay. Congratulations. You left the house yesterday. Hey. You made it the 3 miles down the road.
Did you go and get your supply after
down
that?
Down the road to SoFi. In doubt, two full seats. Mike, you're row two, right? Row two?
Yeah.
So you had a close view to this one, mm-hmm. that Trey Lance will be the Cowboys' starting quarterback in 2025.
Nah. At the end of the day, and we just talked about this, man. If Jerry Jones is smart, if the Cowboys are smart, and that's kind of, you know, up in the air, to be honest with some of the opinions they've made. But like we just had Clarence Hill on. They sign who they want to sign. And franchise quarterbacks aren't grown on trees. We don't know. Like, you lose him, who are you going to replace him with? Who are you going to bring him in? You're going to bring in Trey Lance? And we were just talking about Trey Lance. We haven't seen enough of Trey Lance. He threw 41 times in the preseason, but that's a preseason game against a vanilla offense. We don't know much about it. Obviously, there was a reason why the San Francisco 49ers wanted to give up on him so soon, right? Even though he didn't play that much and he was injured or whatever. Being with the Cowboys, he's a capable backup. Let him be a capable backup. Let him learn. Maybe he'll be somewhere else. But if you're the Cowboys, you re-sign Dak Prescott if you're smart.
DJ?
I agree with Mike saying there. Look, I thought Lance played okay yesterday, made some good throws, made some not so great throws.
But ran around with mobile.
Yeah, but the bottom line is in order for this team to have success, it's got to be Dak right now, just because I don't see a capable or qualified person to come in and take that spot from him, say we let him go. So, but like you said earlier, Mike, you always need good backups. We do have Cooper Rush.
Yep.
We'll see what happens with Trey Lance, but I find it hard to believe that scouts got it so wrong with Trey Lance. Like, this guy obviously does have some talent.
Yeah.
This might not be the right spot for him to shine, but I got to believe at some point he will find the right spot. And
It's not Dallas. Once again, we talked about the expectations on the quarterback position, and that's a lot of pressure for somebody that doesn't have that much experience. Yeah. If you went somewhere where he wasn't expected to win and got an opportunity to play and get that, I believe Trey Lance can become a very capable quarterback in the NFL, but not in Dallas, not with Dak Prescott. And if you let Dak Prescott go, once again, who in this year's draft is coming up? That you like Shedeur Sanders,
Quinn Ewers, maybe
Carson Beck,
Like who? Like, but does anybody wow you? Is there a Caleb Williams type guy that's out there that's like
not yet? Not yet. Jane Daniels came out of nowhere. We've had quarterbacks have 1 year wonders.
I still feel like there's the look. I love Jaden. Once again, I don't want to be taken the wrong way. I still think the jury's out on Jaden. I didn't know he had a great season with LSU, running the football, where I think is still out because, once again, that was that coming over from Arizona State, was capable at Arizona State, did a good job at Arizona State. I know it's a difference. He did do this at LSU where the SEC has great defenses or whatever, but still, I want to see that consistency. I want to see it over a number of years. That's why I'm actually kind of higher on your quarterback because I saw Drake May do it for numerous years, and I know what he's capable of doing at the quarterback position. So if he's in the right system, and it takes everything. It takes the right kind of coaches, the right kind of players being around you, the organization, all of that matters. It could make a break. I was talking about this over the weekend over at Fox. We was talking about quarterbacks who Matt Leiner coming out of USC. Wrong organization, wrong coach, screwed him up.
Yep.
You're talking about Brady Quinn being in all that. Look, there are so many different. Like, let's go back to Vince Young. Vince Young with the Tennessee Titans. Vince Young, good quarterback. You look at his record. Vince Young had I think he was like 15 games over 500 as a starting
phenomenal
quarterback.
Phenomenal record.
Yeah. But because he had a coach that didn't believe in him, he's not playing in the NFL anymore. You know what I mean? And so his career ended. So a lot of factors come into play when it comes to the quarterback position there.
Ooh, you don't love Jaden Daniels, but I do.
Okay.
He is going to lead the Commanders to a top 5 offense this year.
What?
the dime throw. He gets it done with his legs. A lot of points in Washington. They are going to sneak up on people. Phenomenal offense, Commanders.
Quinn,
top five.
I think Quinn's going to focus a lot on the defense. I don't see who's. I'm trying to think who's the wide receivers in
Terry McLaurin.
Terry, okay.
They got a decent.
Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, they do it's have. Yeah, okay.
Austin Eckler. Brian Robinson. Austin Eckler.
Oh my god. Okay. Top five.
Offense.
Top five offense this season.
I think Austin Eckler still got some in the tank, man.
That ain't far-fetched with Austin Eckler there. With Jaden, I know, look, once again, because of what he can do with his arm and his legs. You know what I mean? He could be that dual threat quarterback.
That's
he could
what
be
I mean.
A mini version of what we see with Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, I could see him racking up some yards enough for them to be a top five offense in the NFL.
Zach Ertz in Washington. Baltimore
still going to run the football. We know Kansas City's getting better as long as Marquise Brown comes back healthy.
Yeah.
Dallas is still going to have a really good offense, too, if they re-sign CD. So, yeah. Top five, not far-fetched. I'll just put it that way. Not far-fetched.
All right, it's Overreaction Monday.
You think we need one more?
No.
All right, we'll get one more.
I know you don't want to talk about this, Mike, but I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh.
This year's Team USA men's basketball, they would beat the original Dream Team by double digits.
Hey, hold on a second. I can't cuss.
By double digits.
They couldn't beat France by double digits.
Double digits. By the way, Team USA, France would have beat the Dream Team.
No, stop.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
Stop it, Chris. Stop
what?
It.
What?
Stop it.
The original Dream Team wouldn't have medaled this year.
Boy, you.
He's just doing the thing right now.
Now
Mike,
he's messing with me.
He's messing with me. Wouldn't have even medaled. They would have lost to Serbia.
He's messing with me. I'm not going to react.
Overreaction. You know,
my therapist told me that it was going to be like, people was going to try and trigger me. My therapist.
The nose, out through the mouth, Mike. In through the nose.
I'm going to need some of your supply afterwards now. because my
That's
therapist
Santa
told
Barbara
me.
With a guy named Lee. He's got the supply.
My therapist told me.
You think Charles Barkley is guarding LeBron James? Are you nuts?
They got Karl Malone. They got a lot. Come on, bro. They got plenty of players that could have.
Who is sticking with Kevin Durant? John Stockton Scottie is going to guard Steph Curry?
Who's
going to
guard them?
Are
we talking about? One thing y'all forget about when the Dream Team play, and what y'all forget about FIBA basketball, is FIBA basketball. And I think one of the reasons
physical.
Not just because the Europeans and the rest of the world are catching up, but FIBA basketball is a little bit more physical than the NBA. Who handled the physicality of the NBA? The 90s players or these players?
Right.
Huh? FIBA basketball, you play a little bit more defense. You can just hand. You can do a lot more
too
defensively.
Fast.
Huh?
This team's too fast.
They're fast, but at the same time, the physicality of FIBA basketball is a little bit different than the NBA players are used to. That's why when you press and do all that type of stuff like that, it seemed like it bothered them a little bit. And I don't want to seem like I'm coming down on anybody from Team USA. This team was phenomenal.
David they stepped Robinson up once is keeping Germany. Up with Anthony Davis? Stop it.
Yes.
Chris.
Stop it.
Yes. David Robinson was one of the best defenders ever.
Crazy.
Do you realize David Robinson?
Are
you
one of the best defenders ever. And people keep talking about the Dream Team's past their prime. There was
David
one
Robinson
player.
Eat Anthony Davis's lunch.
There was one player past his prime. You had 11 Hall of Famers, 11 first ballot Hall of Famers, not just Hall of Famers.
By the way, you know how easy it is to make the basketball Hall of Fame?
Are all 12 of the players on this year's team going to make the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, without question.
Derek White's
first
going to
ballot?
The Hall of Fame.
Without question.
Derek White's
going
to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Derek White is for sure going to the Hall of Fame. because the Celtics are going to win like four titles
fan.
In a row.
Drew Holiday is great. Don't get me wrong. I get that. But at the same time, man, people sleep. I mean, these youngsters. And you surprise me because you're not a youngster, Chris. You're not a youngster. Brockman, I believe you're
over
40.
You
got YouTube. Go back and watch some clips, man.
It's overreaction.
Man, I still got 40 minutes left in the show. I'm going to lose my damn mind with people saying that, man, because I need some comedy in my life, man.
He'll get handled when it gets handled.
Exactly.
I need some comedy in my life. Y'all.
Clyde Drexler is sticking Devin Booker? Stop it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stop all that. And Michael Jordan shutting down everything.
Everything.
Michael Jordan
shutting
down.
He's not going to score 100 points.
If he needed to.
Boom!
If he needed to, boy, y'all, you must have forgot. Just like Roy Jones said, you must have forgot.
The most physical player on the team was John Stockton, the point guard.
John Stockton was a little dirty, too. Well, y'all better forget.
Come on. Small and white. Get out of here.
Man, bro, that's why he wore them short so you can see how big. No, shut up.
Stop.
All right. Steve Trevino, very funny comedian, joins us next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I need some comedy after that madness.
Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should, too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game-changing. So, right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
Steve Trevino on the show with us, man.
Oh, thank you. One guy clapped.
No. Welcome to the show, man. I loved it, man. I watched it over the weekend. It's your sixth special. Once again, very relatable, thank man. You. Talking about your family and... girl dad. I'm a girl dad.
But the funny part is, like, I'm watching that clip and I'm like, there's not a joke in there. it's a truth. It's not, people go, you're so funny. I go, it's a cry for help. It's a documentary. I'm not up there trying to make you laugh. You're laughing at my pain. But it's already happening. How old's your daughter?
My daughter is, we'll get that in just a break. Okay, radio's back. We're on the radio now. Rich Eisen Show, back with Steve Trevino, talking about his new special, Simple Man, on Netflix, and talking about the family and everything that's going on, man. Very funny, once again, you talking about your wife, Captain Evil, talking about me being a girl dad, you're a girl dad, or whatever, and it's life. My daughters are 25 and 22 years old.
Oh, so they're already grown.
They're already, but they're still taking money.
Oh, no, it doesn't stop. But watching my wife, like the other day, I felt so bad, because I go, hey, pretty girl, and my wife turned around like I was talking to her. And it was so awkward because I was like, yeah, not you. Like, I'm talking to my daughter.
How do you compliment? Because, you still got to give her a compliment and whatnot, but at the same time, it's like you're not giving her that compliment, but she still wants to hear. How long have you been married?
We're going on 17 years
17
together.
Year. Congratulations.
Thank
man.
You. That's awesome. But I was that guy. We've only been married 10 of those 17 years.
Okay.
We lived in sin for 7 years. Because she'd be like, well, are you going to marry me? I'm like, you live here. Do you see any other women around? Right. It's you. We right. are married.
You, Captain Evil, you call
yes,
her.
Yes, Captain Evil, because she's evil, but she's also bougie.
Okay.
So you gotta put it together.
Uh-huh.
She has superpowers.
Right.
Anytime I'm having fun, she senses it. And then she'll come and ruin it. I always tell guys, like, if you find yourself comfortable in your living room, prepare yourself.
Yeah, because it's coming.
It's
right?
coming.
It's coming.
And then she speaks wife. Like, my wife never tells you, like, she'll go, are you thinking about going to the store?
Mm-hmm.
For those men who are not married, that is wife for you're going to the store.
Store. Absolutely.
You're like, just tell me to go to the store.
Right, right.
I took a TV out. I call it Trevino Cantina.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed another TV because, football season and baseball playoffs was on. Took a TV from our bedroom, and I'm, I drank a little. Okay, I'm about to go to bed. And my wife goes, "Is the TV gonna stay outside?"
Oh.
I go, "Tell me to go get it."
Right.
Tell me to go get it.
Right.
She goes, well, is it going to stay there? Say, go get it. Just say, go. We're going to have to buy it. It's going to get ruined. Say, go get it.
No, like, you're supposed to read her mind, Steve.
That's what I mean. They speak wife. And I'm like, you know, for example, my parents will come over and my wife's like, oh, I'm happy your parents are here. I'm like, well, maybe you should tell your face.
Wow.
Maybe you should tell your face.
She's got that resting, you know, type of face.
Well, even her face speaks wife.
Oh, wow.
She's saying one thing, but her face is like, that's not happening.
So let me ask you this question, man. Like, 22 years of marriage for me also, but mine's...
One woman?
No, three combined.
let's clarify.
That's in total. Let's not go too far. You know what I mean? Don't clap for that.
At this point, maybe it's you.
Yeah, it probably is me. I would say the first two is me, and the third one was kind of like a toss up. Right. You know what I mean?
It's like J Lo.
Yeah.
J Lo, honey, I think it's you.
I try. For effort, even if the A stands for alimony in the end. That's all I'm saying. You know, at the end. You know, this one, the last one, didn't cost me anything like that. But how does this go over in with your wife when you speak about your comedy and speak about her? Obviously, you're getting a check, so that helps.
Yeah, it buys Louis Vuittons, right? No, I mean, honestly, I'm very lucky. I have an amazing wife. Our life is based on our sense of humor. We love to laugh. We did this together. And I think if you watch my special, you do see that I do love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I do admire her. And I'm not going anywhere. And I think that's what's special about my comedy is that, you know, I'm going to blow your mind here. I honestly thought that men were going to be my fans. I thought men are going to go, this guy, he talks about his wife and we have to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
70% of my audience on my social media is female.
Wow.
It's women that go, see, he deals with it. See, he's living with it. And he loves her. So, you know, I think ultimately when people watch my stuff, they go, oh, my God, this is really funny. He talks about his wife. But I'm also imitating her.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, imitation is the biggest form of flattery.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think women admire that. And they go, oh, here's a guy that loves his wife and imitates her and makes fun of her. And they see themselves in it, right? Because I put up a mirror, and in my comedy, I try to have heart. I talk about raising my kid in Simple Man. I don't know. You have kids, and you guys have kids, and you know, I talk about the things that are truly conversations with me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we going to raise this rich kid? I'm rich now, and my kid's at my house. I'm bored. I'm like, really, dude? You're bored?
Yeah.
You have a pool table. You have a ping pong table. You have a batting cage. You have go kart. I'm like, wow. I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Can I be your kid?
We threw rocks at each other.
No, right?
Like, so the struggles of raising these kids in the new world, and you know, I coach Little League, and my God, these parents. I thought the dads were going to be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the moms.
It's the moms.
Oh my God! There's always.
What do they say to you?
Well, they manipulate.
Okay.
Right? Because we do travel baseball, which is basically rich people Little League. That's all it is. That's all it is. You know, your kid's not elite. Your check cleared. That's what happened, right? But there's always this one mom that wants the eight best kids on that field and her son.
And her son.
You know what I mean? And then I left Little League because there's these parents that they look at these kids and they think that their kid's going to be the next New York Yankee. And I'm like, are you not seeing what I'm seeing?
Is there an approach? Is there hostility? Is it like baking your cookies?
Or they'll come up to me, why can't my son play first base? Have you seen your son? We're throwing real baseballs and he's going to get hit in the face and die. So because I have to play him, I put him in right field so he can play with the flowers. Like, I don't think Bryson is going to play baseball.
Probably not.
I mean, there's going to be balls in his life. There's just not going to be baseballs. Am I allowed to say that?
You sure. did. It's good. Okay. It's all good.
We gotta bleep that.
We're clear. That's all right. No bleeping. I love it. Once again, it's very relatable, man. Your wife, you make it the butt of a lot of your jokes. I just started comedy about 9 months ago.
Come open for me.
You heard him right
yes,
here.
Yes, I'd love
you
it.
You heard him right here. I will definitely do it. I'll take you up on that, man. But I had a girlfriend when I first started, and she's always trying to help me write things. Does your wife actually help you write some of your jokes?
She helps me write jokes by living life. Like, she does things, and I'm like, ooh, okay. All right, that's coming. You know, we will be full argument, and then both of us will start laughing.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if you know the special Simple Man, the Cabana story.
Mm-hmm.
I tell that story on stage exactly like it happened.
Wow.
Because
that's
that was
life.
A real argument that we were having. And then we just both busted out laughing because we're like, oh, my God, That's a bit.
I started laughing when you started talking about the containers. My mom is a big container person.
It's my life.
Like, I mean, like, you buy containers to put. I'm not going to give it away, but it's to buy something at the grocery store to pour it in the container, and you don't know what's in the container because it doesn't look the same.
We don't need nutritional facts. We don't need to know when this thing's going to. My wife will go buy a container, and she labeled it container to put containers inside of the container. And this is supposed to be normal. And not only that, in the back of my property, we have a giant container that holds containers. You know what I mean? Like, my whole life is containers.
You got the entire container store, right? Or in your own place.
The whole container store is in my, and she loves it. Oh my God, container store.
Comedy's changed so much over the years, man. Like, you know, and like you said, and you got a lot of people that come up to you and give you a lot of accolades, a lot of love, women do. Do you ever get any pushback from anybody these days because of, you know, sensitive people are?
I do a little bit where you know, people, actually that clip you showed, I got a little flack because people were like, so you're just supposed to spoil women? Why don't you raise your daughter exactly the way you raise your son? And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, that's my opinion.
Right.
And I think that my daughter is different than my son. You know, you catch flack all the time, and I have learned, and I'm sure you guys in the media, I don't look at the comments anymore. To me, they're ghosts. Mm-hmm. They don't exist. They hide behind a keyboard, and I do it for the people that love it. You know, I always tell people I have my family, I have my faith, and I have my fans, and I'm happy.
And we're happy that you're doing it, man, because once again, you're sixth special. How do you know? Because I hear people all the time. I just started doing the comedy, and I hear comics all the time. I'm about to shoot a special. I'm like, well, maybe you should get 5 minutes of material first.
Maybe you should get five good minutes. Nowadays, their social media game is better than their stand-up game.
Right.
You know, when I was coming up, it was grinding it out at the Comedy Store. You know, on stage. I mean, I was doing 10 shows a week. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't say no to stand up, and I wasn't worried about being in a sitcom or a TV show or a headshot or a website. I was worried about being a good comedian. And nowadays it's the opposite.
Right.
Everybody's worried about their social media, headshot, website. Do I have an agent? Do I have a manager? And I did things old school, man. I come from a blue collar family, hardworking family. And I took a very blue collar approach to stand up.
Is that why you think your comedy is still so pure, so good? Because once again, it's so relatable. You're not, like you just said, you don't listen to the masses. You just live your life, and you're not worried about the outside, you know, maybe distractions or
that's
maybe.
It. I try to be the best father I can be. Mm-hmm. I try to be the best husband that I can be and the best comedian that I can be. I don't watch other stand ups ever because I don't want to be influenced. Mm-hmm. So I want to be my own brand, and I want to walk on stage and talk about the things that I'm going through. You know, one of the bits we're doing now is I call it Family Picture Day.
Okay.
You know, I tell people all the time, I go, you come to my house, you see a photograph of me and my family over the fireplace, and you think to yourself, that's a happy family. Mm-hmm. Well, that day we were not. You know, and I go through the day of doing Family Picture Day, and it's just that taking the little things in your life and making them relatable and funny, and people just, they gravitate towards it and they love it. And I'm just going to keep doing that forever. I don't bend to the masses. I don't do politics. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to come to my show, spend an hour with me and go, man, I forgot about everything. And I took a step back and realized that it's not that serious.
It's not. The best pieces of advice I've gotten so far is don't listen for the laughter. Sometimes your punchlines aren't going to hit. Obviously, that's come in handy a lot for me early on because the laughter's not there.
Sure.
And then be your authentic, true self.
That's it.
Just like, don't try and live
anybody. You have an advantage and because you're not a young man anymore. And,
I'm not?
Well, I hate to tell you. I hate to bring it to you. But you know, we get these young cats that come in at 18, 19, in their 20s. They don't have anything to say, right? They have nothing to say. I don't want to hear their opinion, and they're always doing the same jokes. Girls' night out, you know.
Right, right.
But when you have a real perspective of three marriages and kids and your professional life and all the people you've met and all the things you've done, you really have a place to draw from in your stand-up. And as long as you draw from those real places, you really can't go wrong.
You can't. You know? So you say you're a little league coach. You're not coaching anymore?
I am coaching. I do jiu-jitsu, so I coach my son in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, jiu-jitsu, okay.
And then Tuesday is travel baseball, so I coach him in that. And then Wednesday is flag football.
Wow. So, how do you keep up with everything?
It's as soon as I get home, it's go, 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 go. But I'll tell you something, since we are on a sports show, some fun facts.
Okay.
Drew Brees' grandfather was my dad's football coach.
Drew. Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Coach Aikens. And if you don't know who that man is, World War II hero.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in this little town. Our little stadium is named after Coach Aikens.
Okay.
Ray Aikens. And that was Drew Brees' grandfather.
Awesome. So did you have skills yourself, playing?
I recently got invited to the Steelers training camp, and TJ Watt and the team invited me.
Uh-huh.
And I had a moment where I was like, in junior high, I thought to myself, I think I'm going to play for the Dallas Cowboys. And then out there, I'm like, I had zero chance. These men are huge.
Well, you can play for the Cowboys now.
Stop it.
You could.
If it sells tickets, Jerry will let me do it. Right?
Exactly. You might have a starting position.
You mean Weekend at Bernie's over there, Jerry?
Absolutely. Also, you got a baseball tie, too. I'm a big Yankees fan.
Jose Trevino.
Jose, that's your cousin.
He's a cousin, and I'm so proud of him. And my favorite story about that is, when he went to New York, they set him up with a stylist at Nordstrom, right?
Okay.
So he goes to Nordstrom and he meets with the lady to kind of get his measurements and the whole thing. And she goes, oh my God, Trevino. She goes, mine and my husband's favorite comedian is Steve Trevino.
Wow.
And Jose goes, yeah, well, that's my cousin. You want to FaceTime him? So then she goes, can I FaceTime my husband?
Okay.
And he's like, yeah. So she FaceTimes the husband. He FaceTimes me. You should have seen her husband's face. He goes, wait a minute, you're with Jose Trevino and Steve Trevino. And the woman goes, who's Jose?
Oh, wow.
Ever since then, I tell Jose, I'm always going to be more famous than you.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
forever.
You probably are. I mean, he's a Yankee. Well, now I'm a big time. Yeah, that's why I know about him. But I know about you, man, because you're doing great things.
He had me do the, we did a charity event for Rendon, and I got to perform for the whole team. And I've become friends with Aaron Judge and Rizzo and Verdugo, who obviously left. But, just being around it, and my son, he's an amazing little baseball player, and he gets to be around these pros, and we go to spring training, and Jose's just about the sweetest human you'll ever meet. So I'm proud to be around it.
No, I believe you're the sweetest human in your family, bro. I mean, because obviously outside of Captain Evil, but I think you are. You're currently on your Good Life tour, man. You got dates coming up on Lawton, Oklahoma, San Jose, California, August 16th and 17th.
We have dates.
I got to look at my schedule. Yeah, once again, I'm opening for Steve Trevino. If you haven't heard,
congratulations, Mike. Show. We got to make sure that we film it.
Yeah,
and then we have that disaster on the show.
We'll play it back.
Come back. I'm open for Steve Trevino. We come back. Send we can just kind of dissect it. We can break down the film.
Now we're talking.
Portland, Texas, though. That's your home? Is that
Portland, Texas? There's not a VFW hall there, and that's a shame.
Okay.
So I'm actually raising money to build a VFW hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
In my
man.
Hometown. Oh, my dad, Vietnam veteran. My charity is H4H Helicopters for Heroes. In the past 12 years, we've raised over $4 million for veterans.
Nice. Nice.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a vet. Yep.
We're always trying to do something. And my little town, it's a shame. There's so many great men and women who have served our nation out of Gregory, Portland, Texas. And my dad being one of them, Vietnam vet. And there's no VFW hall. So I'm going to build one.
Awesome, man. Yep. That's great, man. Congratulations
thank
on
you.
That. And best of luck with everything. You got a podcast as well with your wife.
Steve and Captain Evil. It's a weekly chronicle of our week.
Yeah.
Sometimes we argue, and we've argued before so bad that the producer goes, maybe we shouldn't put that one out. And I go, that's exactly the one we need to put out.
Because that's real.
And it resonates.
People don't realize how authentic that is. Me and my wife, so I was married to a celebrity before, right? And
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. He knows the history. Okay.
That's where the players play.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we did this show called Black Love, and we had the biggest argument right on Black Love.
Oh,
supposed to promote Black Love, and the biggest argument happened like 30 minutes before this, and we're sitting up there like, there's no Black Love right now. There is no love right now, and I think you can actually see it in some of the clips or whatever in there.
Oh, I'm Googling it as soon as I leave here.
It was crazy. The crazy thing about that is like we did that episode and was like, man, are we going to make it before it airs? Like we didn't know if it was going to make it before it airs, man. But you know, so
it resonates because it's real.
Like, it's real. So you're real. You can say what you're a comedian. You can get away with a lot of stuff. Maybe I should just like joke. You know how some comedians can like use humor to actually say what they really want to say.
Well, because remember, in every joke, there's a little bit of truth.
There is.
In every single joke. So, you know, when I say the things I say on stage, it's real.
It is real.
Is it exaggerated? Yes, but it is definitely real. And to be honest with you, I truly believe that because me and my wife fight, we have a better relationship.
Obviously, yeah.
You know, because you get it out. And, yeah. And my wife, you know, she's a strong Latina woman. And she told me, she's like, I don't care what you do or what happens, we're figuring this out.
I love that.
And we're not leaving.
And that's what it's about. Some people say, you know, I always tell people, you know, when I give relationship advice, I give great relationship advice, even though I don't listen to it myself. I always say, I will fight for you or fight for us, but I won't fight with you.
Correct.
And that's important. You got to fight for one another. So before you go, before I let you get out of here, man, because, you know, obviously the comedy thing is I'm trying to work that out. And then the marriage thing, just in case. Just in case number four is on the horizon.
You've had three practices.
Yeah, three practices in. You know what I mean?
Point,
you know, some players don't, then when they get to their fourth team, it doesn't work out. You got to have the right fit. You know, it's got to be the right organization. Everything's got to work out. Give me some advice in both. Any young comedian that might be out there for comedy and
for comedy, you know, I tell all the young comedians, do it, do it, do it, do it. I mean, it takes, just like any sport or anything else, it takes practice. And I always tell young comedians, they never want to host an open mic. And I go, you should host because then you get on stage multiple times versus one.
Yeah.
So it's just about repetition. It's about getting on stage over and over and over and over again and being able to overcome and go, oh man, I should have said this different. I got to get back on stage. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of doing it over and over and being authentic and being real to yourself. And don't worry about the comedians in the back of the room because they don't buy comedy tickets.
That's true.
You know?
That's
true. So worry about the audience.
And I guess the same thing when it comes to marriage. I shouldn't have said this.
I was going to say, with marriage, it's not practice. Well, let me try another one. Maybe that'll be different. No, it's you. It's me.
I mean, the one common denominator, man. Good Life Tour, Simple Man, the comedy special on Netflix. Make sure you check it out. Once again, hilarious. It is worth the hour. And host of the podcast, Sue Trevino, and Captain Evil,
yes,
alongside your wife, yes, beautiful wife, Renee. That's not Renee, is it? Okay.
Where, is there a picture? No, okay. That's okay. The publicist.
She
doesn't look Latina to me.
I don't know. You know, like some, you know, people look different. You know what I'm saying? Never know.
My wife is finer than frog hair, which is part of the reason I put up with as much as I do.
That's how you stick around, man.
Yeah,
if
she
fine.
Was ugly, this should be a different show.
And she's been with you for a long time, so, yes, you know, I don't know what kind of state it is, but the alimony is good. Anyways, cheaper to keep. All right, Steve Trevino, man. Appreciate you, man. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Very funny guy. Give it up for Steve Trevino, man. Awesome, man. All right, when we get back, we're going to wrap things up right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Stick around.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, everybody, this just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about, too.
Yes, as I'm draped my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now, that's like you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie, and then I went satin black jacket black eagle on it. This is subtle. This is subtle. I didn't want to come here and be, blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right
but then
there.
You get up close and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot.
Yes.
He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes. Okay. I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
Well, what will it say on the back? Will it say heart? Will it say your name?
No, it's going to say Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say heart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say heart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. It's going to be a grinding game, and Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say. You can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have? Yeah. You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's nonchalant, shoulder shrugging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it again. Mm-hmm. It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it? Because they was calling us underdogs.
Yes, I know.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk. I'm Mike Hill, sitting in for Rich today, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Oh, quick hour, 3 hours already. Let's get to this one phone call before we roll out of here. We got Brandy Sims on the line with us. Brandy, what's up, man?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I don't know if you remember, but we worked together at Fox 45 in Baltimore way, way back in the day. Shout out to Bruce Cunningham and Kevin Frazier.
Yeah, my mentors. What's going on, man? What you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about the Maryland. I'm calling from the great state of Maryland. Maryland has 11 Olympians, a lot of talent out of Maryland. But shout out to our great governor, Wes Moore.
Yep.
You may not know, but the governor is a former Johns Hopkins University wide receiver. He's been all over the place. He's been to Washington Commanders training camp, working out with them, Baltimore Ravens training camp. He's also been working out with the University of Maryland football program. But there's a lot of talent coming out of Maryland. But Quincy Wilson and Masai Russell out of the Bullis School and Potomac, Maryland, they both won gold medals. So a lot of great talent in Maryland.
Shout out.
I'm sure a state that you know well. Clarence Hill was talking about Trayvon Diggs. I remember covering Trayvon's first high school football game.
Wow.
He played at Wooten High School in Rockville, Maryland.
Whoa.
And they played at Damascus High School that game. I remember after the game, he was signing autographs as a ninth grader.
Wow. They knew. Wow. They knew back then, Stephon Diggs as well. Hey, Brandy, great hearing from you, my brother. Take care down there in Maryland, bro.
Will do.
All right, man. Yeah, the great state of Maryland, man. Always representing there. Wes Moore, they saying maybe presidential candidate in the next couple of years. We'll see what happens there, man. Hassan Reddick. He wants out of New York. He hasn't even played a game for him yet.
What is happening?
Wow.
See, according to Adam Schefter and others, Hassan Reddick has now officially requested a trade from the Jets, which is kind of funny because he's yet to play a down for the Jets, traded this offseason for a conditional 2026 third-round pick from the Eagles to New York. He has showed up for his physical and press conferences, according to Schefter, spoke highly about the organization and the opportunity, but he wants a new deal. A new contract. There has not been one as of yet, and now he has requested a trade.
So I blame management here. Obviously, like you don't make a trade for somebody that you know is looking for a contract unless you know you're going to be able to resign them, right? Yeah. Like, why do you even make that deal if you don't know that you're, you know, confident that you're going to be able to resign the guy? Like, that would be an embarrassment for the Jets if they can't get that done. We'll see what happens, especially with the football season coming up. High expectations, once again, for the Jets with Aaron Rodgers this season. Make a break season for them as well. We'll see what happens there. Breece Hall is going to have a really good season. Garrett Wilson, the offensive line, stay healthy, man. Aaron Rodgers stays upright. The expectations that you had for the Jets last season and a tough AFC is going to be there as well. AP Top 25 poll is out. Georgia Bulldogs, your number one team, followed by the Ohio State University. Oregon, third. Texas is fourth in the SEC this year, and Alabama is fifth. So you got, and Ole Miss is sixth. So you got one, two, you got four teams out of the SEC in the top six.
Ooh, baby.
Four teams in the SEC. Michigan is ninth. I know Rich. The Michigan being ninth, that's kind of high. I actually had them because I have AP vote this year. I have them at a 12th, I believe.
Yeah, what was your top five? Can you tell us?
My top five, let me get it. I got it, actually.
Yeah, because we got Big Ten teams. Now Oregon's now in the Big Ten, obviously. So Ohio State and Oregon now.
My top five, I'll give you my top ten. I had Georgia, Ohio State, so just the same. Oregon. I had Alabama over Texas.
Okay.
Only because I just can't put Texas over Alabama. That's just me, personal bias. Penn State at six, Notre Dame 7, Ole Miss 8, Missouri 9, and Tennessee. So it's top SEC loaded.
SEC loaded.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, how many teams are that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had six teams in the top 10
So much
in the
realignment
SEC.
Now. Of course, Oklahoma, Texas is their first year. In the SEC, Oregon, USC, UCLA, now in the Big Ten.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, so I had outside of only teams I had outside the SEC and the Big Ten were, Oregon in the Big Ten, Penn State in the Big Ten. Yeah, Notre Dame's the only team I had that was outside of the Big Ten and the SEC that I had in the top 10.
Yeah.
And I expect big things out of Notre Dame this year because they're coming back strong. See what happens there with Freeman in his third season there at the helm, man. This has been so much fun, guys.
Yeah, man.
I mean, thank you, man.
Flew by. Great to see you, Mike.
It did fly by. I really enjoy myself every time I'm here, man. Hopefully, I'll be able to come back again soon to talk about that. See how Michael Penix is doing. Hopefully, it won't be in 10 years. You know.
I have a feeling it'll be sooner than that.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Once again, that has been the Rich Eisen Show for this Monday. I'm Mike Hill. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody.
Peace.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.